throughout the nation and around the globe. From his heart to yours, it's Dear James Live, bringing you intuitive insight, answers, and advice to your life questions.
Hello, beautiful soul family, and welcome to Weekly Wisdom and Insights, your home for spiritually guided transformation and empowerment. I am your host, Dear James, and together with the Unseen, Spirit Source and Symphony, we look at the current energies to the unseen, to the wisdom from the unseen, and we go as guided. And this is part two of the Pluto retrograde energies, and it's also a combination then with the Taurus super new moon that just occurred yesterday/today. So we have some beautiful, beautiful energies taking place and powerful energies. And you're going to notice a combination of the colors purple and turquoise, very powerful colors, and our main theme. And our main theme is so important because it's playing off of these energies of the Pluto retrograde, which is going back, looking at what's going on, and then the Taurus super new moon, which is the first trigger of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that's setting the tone for the next 14 years. So this new moon that just occurred last night into today, depending on where you are in the globe, is triggering. It's the first trigger of those Jupiter-Uranus energies, that conjunction in Taurus. And so let's just go and look at the main theme. So our main theme is next level boom. What has been hoped for? And just to play on this theme and note the planets, note this like this beautiful sunburst that looks like the Phoenix rising. And we've had that a lot, this Phoenix rising, this next level boom. What has been hoped for? And just to play back, I'm going to switch this for a second and share my screen here, because we began 3 weeks ago with the pendulum swing. Hark the herald angels sing. And note that singular planet globe glowing in gold. And it was all this magic and the turquoise and the purple and the innocence of the youth, the young boy and the young woman, and just the magic, the awe, the wonder. Well, we went then the week following that, last week was a direct calling from God. What happens in the here and now? And this is triggering what happens in the here and now, this Pluto retrograde finishing up business, this Taurus super new moon that just occurred. This triggering and how it's triggering the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. And so we have this direct calling. And then in today's main theme, next level boom. What has been hoped for? And again, you see on the right, you see that gold sphere, that gold planet, but this Phoenix rising energy, this sunburst. And so let's talk about that briefly. This is from Pam Youngin's North Point Journal. And she's talking about, if I can get everything to come up or not. Sorry about that. I have lost my main window. And we should be well outside of Mercury retrograde. So this is going to be interesting because, well, I can't find my main window. There it is. Okay, thanks for bearing with me. So this is Pam Youngin's North Point Journal, and she's talking about solar flare extravaganza. It has been a very active week on the sun. In the past 24 hours alone, as of 8 a.m. Pacific time on Sunday, May 5th, our central star has released two X-class flares, the highest level, two very high M-class flares, almost an X-class, six other M-class flares, two high C-class flares, and more than a dozen lesser C-class eruptions. So a lot of activity. And last week we had Here Comes the Sun, and the Eight of Wands and swift action and information. And so we have all this solar flare activity, and that solar flare activity we receive on planet Earth. So we, the humans, planet Earth, we receive that. Our galaxy receives that. This solar activity is in many ways similar to the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, inviting us to make major leaps in consciousness. And again, last week we had that leap of faith. Go, go, go. So you see all this solar activity and then this action and this leap of faith, this major leaps in consciousness. But it also carries some of the Saturn-Pluto semi-square effect, challenging us to face and process whatever issues come to the surface, whether emotionally or physically. So there's a lot of shadow aspects and shadow work going on during this time. And thereby you want to be able to release that, purify, cleanse. Do not push it back down. Do not hold on to it. Let it out. Pam goes on to say, as forecast by the experts, it seems clear that we are in the year of solar maximum, when there are many more and stronger solar flares than at other times in the sun's 11-year cycle. Studies show that heightened solar activity corresponds with times of greater social change, with revolutions being a common manifestation. We have been talking about Pluto in Aquarius, not since the French, American, and Industrial Revolutions. We have all of this, I mean, epic energy in April and May. All of the, from the eclipses to the Mercury retrograde to the new Mars, Saturn conjunction, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. And then we've come into now with the Pluto retrograde and now the Taurus super new moon. So there's a lot of activity plus all these solar flares. So this effect is thought to be due to the impact of solar flares and geomagnetic activity on the electromagnetics of the human brain. So there's, in a nutshell, what that's saying is, welcome Kimberly, welcome Alicia. So what this is saying is we are in a high impact zone, time. And whether it's individual, in our individual lives, and of course that of the macro, welcome Ava. There is tremendous amount of energy. And thus, our main theme, next level boom. And you see like the solar flares coming in the image, and it looks like the phoenix rising, blasting out all of this golden, powerful energy, what has been hoped for. And so it's important to remember and know this next level boom. It's about where are you in your individual lives? Where are we as a society, as a whole? And that next level boom can be either, you know, they're divine and they're neutral and divine by design, by origin. It's just to say the point that the unseen is making for us is, if you've been doing the works and you've been walking the talk and you've been aligning and purifying and purging and really in it to win it, it's about next level boom, you know, take me higher. It's about being the deliverance of things. It's about the rewards. It's about, you know, being, quote unquote, they're saying to me, being paid back, meaning generously, positively, because you've been doing what was required, and it's not easy. Making choices in our individual lives that align us with our soul source connection requires depth and character and grit and determination, tenacity, because you're doing it. Every step you take, every choice you make, and it's not easy, especially when they're challenging. Relationships, moving, you know, to relocating, different jobs, but everything that aligns you with that. And so the unseen is saying next level boom, it's like boom, like upgrade, rewards, you know, you're being deliverance, you're being rewarded. Equally, if you have not been doing that and you are in the shadow and stuck in the shadow and stuck in the past and doing things that are shady and illicit and so forth, next level boom equally applies. It can be that kind of, it's the tower card in the tarot. It's hexagram 51 in the I Ching, you know, thunder, shock and awe. The thunder, the shock and awe, the tower moment can be both positive and discomforting, depending on which side of the spectrum you're playing on, because everything's energy. And so this is our main theme. What has been hoped for is delivered. It's confirmed. Welcome, Jennifer. And so it's all of this activity. Now let's jump back. Let's go to our main energies really quickly. So because there's this beautiful piece, it's a five. It's a May is a five. So it's nourished while waiting, patience. So we have everything we need. There's a doubling down on the eights. Today is the 8th of May. 2024 is an eight. So we have double eights that unite inside out, whole of the whole. And so this is where we are really doubling down on that theme of uniting and how Next Level Boom unites us. Whether it's in, you know, again, positive, negative, so to speak, it doesn't matter. The point is that it's going to unite us because it's like wham, and it raises us, moves us forward. 21, biting through. It's about discernment. We're cutting through the minutiae. We're cutting through the illusions. We're cutting through the haze and the fog and the challenge, the obstructions. And the way that we do that is with discernment. It's not running roughshod. It's not being, it's about being proactive, but it's not about being rash. That was the word I was looking for. And then number three, because the 21 becomes a three, so it's lucky 21, and then it becomes a three. Difficult beginnings, persevere. Because we're at the beginning of all of this revolution, of this change. Whether we've been in it for a few years now and or a lifetime, we're right at the precipice of it becoming, the ideal becomes the reality. So we're right there at that precipice. And let me jump to hexagram three, which is difficult beginnings, persevere. The beauty of this is that both hexagram eight and hexagram three, which it becomes, they both share the hidden influence, which is 23, split apart. So we're pulling away the goo to regenerate. And the underlining cause in hexagram three is 50, the cauldron. And that's like, it reminds me of the main image, that baptism by fire, the phoenix rising, this cauldron, because it refines us. Our life experiences, do not allow them to define you. Allow them to refine you. Because each thing is for us. So we're using it. We're using it like stepping stones. One of the first quotes is that we have the beautiful, do the thing you fear, and the death of fear is certain. This is a quote by Emerson. Do the thing you fear, and the death of fear is certain. In this moment of all of this cosmic activity, as above, so below, baptism by fire, here comes the sun, here's all of this radiance. Do the thing you fear, and the death of fear is certain. Because once we walk through the fires, once we face the fears, everything that was immobilizing us and keeping us hidden and obstructed and stuck, poof, it's gone. So we move more freely and more confidently, more effortlessly, because we face the fear. So hexagram three, clouds and thunder. Thunder, shock and awe. The image of difficulty at the beginning. Chun is the image of a seedling that must immediately push beyond dirt and rocks to survive. So we're talking about new growth. It's got to push beyond the dirt and the rocks to survive. At times we face what appears to be an obstacle, yet circumstances are merely breaking away our protective covering. Egos, the ego mind personality, you know, the masks, the identities, the labels, the stories and the scripts. It's breaking that away. The master said, and I love this, this is our second quote, danger and opportunity grow on one stalk. So it's basically like faith and fear. You've got to pick one end or the other. They can't exist at the same time. Danger and opportunity, they're of the same stalk. You either pick danger or you pick opportunity. You pick next level boom. So the master said, danger and opportunity grow in one stalk. They are inseparable from the perspective of growth. Do not be frightened of how Tao cultivates your strength of purpose. Like a blade of grass, we follow an inborn pattern of direction. Events peel away the seed's protective husk when it is time to blossom. And it is time to bloom and blossom. The rock may appear as an obstacle, but it holds soil and moisture where it is most needed. Difficulty nurtures and stabilizes you when you can see all obstacles as opportunities and not barriers. It's happening for us, not to us. And so these are about the benefits, the opportunities, and how it removes them. Adversity allows you to see how Tao carves away your unnecessary layers. To be skilled in the way, be fearless in approaching change. To be one with it, however, you must trust the special nuances of your pathway. So this is about being connected to your soul source connection, to your intuitive knowing, and following it. Come what may, follow it, because it is going to break away all of those shields and the armor and the stories and the scripts, the old stuff that's going away, that's being, you know, again, baptism by fire, burned away. The master said, when you examine your heart and find no taint, what cause is there for self-pity or fear? A heart tainted by fear projects the very barriers that reinforce a sense of self-pity. To rule the empire, you cannot have dragons lurking about. So again, faith over fear, opportunity over danger. Knowing that there are no adversaries allows you to move forward with a sense of power, a sense of empowerment. Dragging the adversary about when there is no adversary will cost you your inner treasure. It's going to cost you your inner strength, your inner chi, your inner power. When you unmask the adversary, you will see how having an enemy allows you to blame someone or something else for your condition. The more you deny your power to be real, the more conflicted life becomes. Yet Tao would set you free and is always seeking to prod you into being the best of what you can be. So the way, soul source connection, the unseen, they are always, always, always guiding us and pushing us forward and to true north, that alignment that liberates us, empowers us, sets us free. All new endeavors embody a level of uncertainty, but this is no reason to give up. Operating without obvious reinforcement is the only way that you can find your inner direction. So in essence, this is from Carrie Hone at CafeOSoul.com. So what is being said here is operating without obvious reinforcement. It's the beautiful saying, blessed are those who believe but do not see. We're not waiting for confirmations or affirmations or you know, oh, it's there, so now I'll do it. It's aligning well ahead of that. It's about listening to your internal knowing and aligning with that and going as guided, even when it's absent these reinforcements. The most amazing discoveries come from one individual following only their inner drummer. Something within you is struggling for definition, and it is being shaped by unfolding events. Holding to a vision of being the best that you can be, nothing ever comes to block your way. When you're in the flow of your own truth, your own purity, your own knowing, it's unobstructed. It only makes you stronger. Difficult beginnings is how nature takes note of what is emerging and works to test and strengthen it. After a period of difficult beginnings, your sincerity about what you are doing becomes clear. So in other words, as you're walking the walk, walking the talk, aligning, doing everything, all of the obstructions fall away. All the truth comes to the forefront. And it's like in hindsight, you're able to go, yep, I knew to do this or I knew not to do that. And thus, in totality, the experience deliverance. It delivers you. So now let's look at the astrological influences. So we're back here and we have the beauty of, pardon me, I'm having a little bit of, you know, it must be solar flares, Mercury, we're at the end of the shadow period. So, but our astrological influences are expect the unexpected. Again, on the 2nd of May, Pluto retrograde. It went retrograde. On 5/8, which is today, yesterday evening / today, the Taurus super new moon. It is the first trigger of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that was at 21 degrees. So it's right there because it's occurring at 18. It's 3 degrees away, so it's triggering that. And again, this next level boom, expect the unexpected. What has been hoped for is delivered, confirmed. So we're going to see it's tangible. It's in Taurus. So we're going to see tangible action, tangible results. And unexpected, you know, here we are. It's the Eight of Wands. It's that swift moving energy. It's Mercury, it's Sagittarius. So the Archer, our interpersonal communication, how we think, how we speak, how we communicate, and swift, it's fast moving. And like in the main theme, next level boom, these solar flares, these major movements of energy, life force. So it's not a quiet time. It's very much actionary. Mars is in Aries. There's all of this action. Go, go, go. However, it requires us to be open. Number 5 from the unseen this week is openness leads the way! And openness, lack of restriction or accessibility, lack of secrecy, concealment, or frankness. So this is literally standing in the sun, standing in the life force, arms wide open. I am open and ready. I'm willing to reveal my spiritual fulfillment, my spiritual destiny. And now is the time. Now is when you're going to get traction. Now is when you're going to see, again, when you're in alignment with all of these works, with all of this, with the way, it's going to all open and unfold. Equally, when you're not, next level boom is going to give you, it's going to be like wham, 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 wham. Because that is the energy, that is the lane that you're standing in. You're obstructing, you're trying to reverse things, you're trying to oppress, suppress, you know, undermine. So you're going to get the next level boom of that shadow aspect, if you will. And then equally, the opposite of it. Should that be where you are? Should that be the lane that you're in? So, with this next level boom, what has been hoped for? The first thing the unseen said was, sign, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. And so this is from the unseen. This is from Spirit, Source, Symphony, the all that is, saying, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. And this can equally translate micro, macro, macro, micro to relationships, to commitments with self, soul self, and ego, mind, personality self. The ego saying, the soul self saying to the ego, mind, personality self, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. It can be in a relationship, commitment to one another, or commitment to something greater, to the next step. The interesting thing is this is a song, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours, is by Stevie Wonder. Stevie in Greek is Stephanos, which means crown. And Wonder, Stevie Wonder's last name, Wonder, is miracle, marvelous event caused by God, caused by the unseen, by Spirit Source Symphony. And so we have this miracle crown, or the crown of miracles, and this marvelous event caused by God. These solar flares, here comes the sun. So all of this is to say that it's destined, it's direct, it's the unseen is saying it's your birthright, and it's here based on the path you're choosing, the path you're walking. So again, the more open you are, the more in alignment with soul source connection, true north, the more all of that's going to open and unfold. Boom, 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 boom. Next level, boom. Equally the opposite. Because again, Pluto retrograde. Pluto is still in Aquarius right now. It's going to regress into Capricorn, shaking the roots, shaking the foundations, shaking everything. It's Earth, Capricorn, because it's going up, it's going back this one last time to finish up business before it officially moves into Aquarius for the next 20 years. And so we can see how this sign, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. There's a commitment here. There is a directive here. And it's not nebulous or unknown. It is a full-on commitment from the unseen, from the heavens, the stars. It came with number three. They connected them and they said, so the unseen said, expect the unexpected. And then there was moon, shadow phases of the moon, shadow phases of Mercury. And then I heard high priestess. And so we're going to move to the high priestess. And she is, I'm going to bring up this beautiful image of the high priestess. And this is from Brigitte Ashwood with Illuminous Tarot. And with the high priestess, you most likely encountered the high priestess before, but in other forms. She can be seen in the archetypes of Persephone, Artemis, Isis, and many more. The divine feminine. We've been talking about the divine feminine. When you encounter her, you will see her sitting on a cubic stone between two pillars at Solomon's temple, Yakin and Boaz. Yakin is generally referred to as the pillar of establishment, and Boaz is the pillar of strength. The pillars also depict the duality of nature, masculine and feminine, good and evil, negative and positive. The high priestess's location between the two suggests that it is her responsibility to serve as a mediator between the depths of the reality. She is the third pillar. Some shows ago, we had the third wing on the butterfly. She is the path between. She believes that both pillars are equal and there is knowledge to be learned in both worlds. So again, to harness the power of the shadow in service to the purity of the void, the purity of the light. You will also know that she wears the crown of Isis, which can mean that she is a believer of magic, the unseen, expect the unexpected. The high priestess wearing of the solar cross denotes that she is connected to the season of Earth and the Earth itself. And note in this image the purple and the turquoise on the solar cross. The crescent moon at her feet is seen also in many depictions of the Virgin Mary, Mother Mary, and means that she has a complete grasp over her emotion, and the pomegranates refer to the ambition of the priestess. She is related with inner knowledge. Her appearance is a reading. Her appearance in a reading can signify that it is time for you to listen to your intuition rather than prioritizing your intellect and conscious mind. When the high priestess shows up, it can depict an archetype known as the divine feminine, the mysterious female that understands and holds the answers to the deep unknowns, religion, self, nature. She represents someone that is intuitive and beginning to open to her or his spirituality. Meditation, prayer, and new spiritual work is indicated. So when the unseen said, expect the unexpected, and then it was the moon, shadow phases, Mercury, high priestess, things yet to be revealed. The high priestess also is the arbiter and the deliverer of things yet to be revealed. And it's the divine feminine. So here they're saying, sign, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. This crown, this miracle crown, or the crown of miracles. And then this, expect the unexpected. And how the moon also reveals. It represents the divine feminine. So to boil this down, the divine feminine is going to be revealing unexpected treasures, unexpected events, unexpected experiences. They may not come, what the unseen is saying to me is, they may be in alignment, they'll be in alignment with what you expected. But the exact way that you experience them, or you receive them, or they come to you, will be unexpected. It will be like, I knew something like this was going to happen. I had no idea it was going to happen like this. Or I had an idea that it might be this person, or this event or something, but I had no idea that it was or this person showed up this way. It's like that. And so, and why? What is this all about? It's about item number two, a peaceful whole, W-H-O-L-E, a peaceful whole. And they said, hark, who goes there? And that is from Hamlet. And so with that, we have this interesting aspect of Shakespeare's Hamlet opens with the question, who goes there? Spoken by a watchman who shines his light in the pitch dark of night, unaware of whether the approaching stranger is friend or foe. King Lear, alone on the heath, cries, can anybody tell me who I am? Let us consider Shakespeare's answer to his question on man and his nature. Who are we? And that was a part, that was a main theme of the Billy Elliot song, What Was I Made For? So this question about man and their nature. The problem of opposites that must be illuminated and confronted on the journey to becoming whole. So this hark who goes there, the unseen is asking, who are you? Are you friend or foe? Are you soul source aligned or ego mind personality aligned? Are you shadow aligned or light aligned? And really the purity of the shadow and the light, or the extremity, the extremeness of them. And that those have to be reconciled. Joaquin and Boaz, you know, and here's the high priestess. She sits right in the middle, negotiating on our behalf, the intermediary. And so the divine feminine, everything for all of the mothers with children. And this applies to men as well, of course. It's just, it is the divine feminine aspect, that nurturing aspect that says, you know how to walk the line. You know how to bridge the gap. You know when to push or pull. And the empowerment of that, the formidability of that energy is front and center. And the high priestess is going to reveal the divine feminine, the archetype, the energy. She's going to reveal the unexpected in both measurements, light and dark, void, shadow, light, all with the intention, a peaceful whole. Hark, who goes there? Because hexagram eight, unite, it is about becoming whole again, unified. The ego, mind, personality, and soul source connection, it's all unified. It's the Mazda engine that we've talked about. It's the rotary engine, which is like a triangle. It's not individual pistons going up and down that are separate from one another. The rotary engine is a triangle. It moves harmoniously as one unit. Uniting. Unite. So let us go to our mantra. Our mantra is, I once was lost, but now I am found. Welcome, Brigitte. And this is it's part of the lyrics from Amazing Grace. But once again, you'll see the purple, the turquoise. You see the Holy Spirit representing, the dove representing the Holy Spirit. And this bubble, this rainbow-esque, where it's encapsulated. Everything's encapsulated, everything we needed. And it's the rainbow light body. It's our DNA. It's the God strand DNA. It's all of these aspects within ourselves. And the message that the Holy Spirit is being, and look at the void, the purity of the void in the upper parts of the background, the purity of the void. And from the purity of the void emanates this light, the effervescence, the rainbow light, and the dove, the Holy Spirit. I once was lost, but now I am found. And so again, you know, you're never lost, you're always somewhere. What they're saying to us with our mantra, what the unseen is saying is, here it is. I mean, here's what's on offer. Here's what you can have, and you may have it at any point in time. You are never too late. So You just simply choose to align with your soul source connection. You choose to go as guided. You choose the positive aspects of next level boom. And that's where our deliverance is derived from. And there, back in 2016, I was in Southwest France, and I had stayed the night. It's an abandoned village called Paurios. And so I had stayed the night in my rental car, literally slept in my rental car. And the next morning as I was leaving, I stopped at the ruins of the Chateau de Paurios. And I had walked up on very tall plateau and everything where the chateau used to be. And as I was going to leave, it was like bombs went off over my head. Loud. And it earth shuddered and I kind of dropped down and I was looking. And as I looked around, because I'm on a plateau, I can see 360. And I'm looking for some event, something that happened that would make sense as to why these two booms went off. I call them bombs, booms. Nothing. You couldn't see anything. So I leave and I'm like, I'm shaken by it. It was quite disconcerting in a sense. I go on to Port Vendre. And the next morning, I think that I'm going to go to Collioure. And they say, no, we're sending you somewhere else first, the unseen. And I'm like, I've never been to this region of France before. I've never been there. And they're like, no problem. Just get in the car and we're going to guide you. And they literally start guiding me. And all of a sudden, I'm driving and they tell me to take an exit. And I take the exit and I come into what looks like a winery, like a parking lot for a winery. Only to realize that as I walk towards the kind of the reception office and the main hall of this establishment and facility, that it was the original factory for Alfred Nobel's dynamite factory. And the connections to the fact that the day before in Paurios, it was like bombs going off over your head, this boom, double boom, very loud. And then all of a sudden you're at a bomb factory. What was a bomb factory? Dynamite. And the moral of that was, with great power comes great responsibility. And it doesn't matter what our station or our soul purpose is in life. From, again, a parent to a world leader to the owner of a private enterprise or the president of a country or something. With great power comes great responsibility. It is to take ownership. It is to be responsible. And it is to know that for every action, there is a reaction. There is a shadow aspect. And for us to be mindful of the shadow aspect, because the boom, and Alfred Nobel, for all of you that may or may not know this, he created dynamite to advance humanity, to revolutionize humanity. The thought of how you can roadways and, you know, reach other frontiers and so forth. However, it was equally used to maim and kill. And in the French press, his brother had passed. The press mistook Alfred his brother for Alfred. And they put, the merchant of death is dead. They really, flayed him. And he recognized and realized, Alfred Nobel recognized in that moment, that he did not want that to be his legacy, this unintended consequence of his creation, dynamite. And thereby he went about and he established the Nobel Peace Prize. He spent the remainder of his life working to ensure peace, wholeness, a peaceful whole. So it again is to remind us of our legacies. And again, it doesn't matter what our station is, what that may be. The point is, with great power comes great responsibility. It transcends all status, all levels. It's a universal truth. So Brigitte is saying, I keep seeing all roads lead to home. Yesterday, this guy was showing me the most divine colors, colors beyond my imagination. Yes, the rainbow colors, the iridescent colors, the third wing in the butterfly, this activation. And that just leads into, let me go direct to it. It's number four from the unseen. And they said, a sense of awe and wonder. So a sense of awe and wonder. And then they said, the unseen, exclamation point. And a sense, there was an emphasis on the word sense. And sense, sensations, stimuli. The senses, sight, smell, touch, taste, hearing. But this is a sense of awe and wonder that will incorporate the five senses, but also exceed them. So this, a sense of awe and wonder from the unseen is going to, it's a stimulus. It's going to stimulate us. It's going to inspire us. It's going to, we're going to have sensations. And the point being is that we are exceeding the current boundaries of where we have been, of who we are. And again, the more open, the more aligned, the more receptive, the quicker, the more profound, the more deep the experience. Why? Because it's what we chose. We're choosing it. We're choosing to experience this positive next level boom, as opposed to its shadow, because that will equally be real. The unseen is very clear. Pluto retrograde, going back to finish business. All of this forward motion and action and as above, so below, energy, cosmic energies. The next level boom, the one that we experience, because don't forget, in the shadow aspect, there are those that are trying to go back to, you know, we've said 1950, 1864. They're trying to go backwards. And so for them, what has been hoped for? That's what they're hoping for. They're hoping for that. Equally, there are those that are looking to move forward to the return of the divine feminine, to our deliverance, to a whole new world, a whole new way of being. And thus, what has been hoped for? That is what has been hoped for. So the unseen is making it very clear. And then here's the divine feminine. Justice, Libra, the scales, meeting out those two realities, those two truths. And all we can do is inspire, however, each soul, it's up to each soul to choose their path. And again, you're never too late. You're always right on time. Because again, I want to show, this was an image from a few shows ago, the Three of Swords to the Three of Cups. And it's a three. The 21 becomes a three. And the Three of Cups is about celebration. It is about joy and unity and uniting and celebration and coming together, collaborating in a healthy, positive way. And so all of this openness leads the way. It leads to that. So you can see, you know, on the right, Three of Cups. It's the direction we're moving. The past is the Three of Swords. And so again, which double boom, which next level boom do you want to experience? Me? I'm on the Three of Cups side. Put in the comments which side you'd like to be on. I hope it's all like Three of Cups, Three of Cups, Three of Cups. Because that is where the magic is. That's where all of the gold lies. That's where it all comes to be, comes to pass. Let's look at the Sabian symbols. These are from Dane Rudier, an astrological mandala. And I just want to cover a few of them because they are so powerful. So we are looking, yes, Ava, Three of Cups, exactly. So where Pluto is, it's stationed retrograde at 2 degrees Aquarius. So a deserter from the Navy. the individual's self-realization through a crucial repudiation of a collective status which has become unbearable. So in essence, it's like the crescendo, the world events, life as it is has become unbearable. And so this is the individual's self-realization through crucial repudiation of a collective status, meaning, no, this isn't right. We're leaving that behind, or what this is behind, to go to the Three of Cups. This symbol recalls the one for Scorpio 21, but the fact that actual desertion is emphasized and references made to the Navy suggests that the crisis symbolized here is one of implying an irrevocable change of status. Irrevocable. Humankind refuses to accept the type of cultural patterns derived from their society's specific approach to local circumstances and to the universe as a whole, and in another sense, from its particular relationship to the all-human collective unconscious. So what this is saying is we're taking a lot of fortune. We're taking a look at everything and saying, no, this isn't right. This is not the way to live and be. This kind of oppression and suppression and, you know, lack and me, ego, mind, personality, to the detriment of the whole. The Navy refers to the ocean, symbol of primordial and unconscious evolutionary forces. He or she not only refuses to obey orders, they also deliberately turn their backs on their collective social status. They become an outcast. And so imagine you're following your soul source connection. You're repudiating, you're rejecting the status quo. So it's going to feel like you're an outcast. And through this decision, you may definitely individualize your consciousness. Something with collective social value is being potentially destroyed, but nature is not the destroyer. Humankind, the individual, steps out of their bondage. So this is from the devil to the lovers, from the Three of Swords to the Three of Cups. Humankind, the individual, steps out of their bondage to collective patterns and ideals. They may thus, quote, find themselves by means of a sharp renunciation of their social birthright, meaning by a crucial process of desocialization. It means rejecting the status quo, which speaks to personal revolution, global revolution, that we the people, Aquarian age, it's we the people. It's no longer I, me. Kill or be killed. Let me hoard everything. Trickle down. It's a repudiation of that. Because what is and what's to be, what's to come, is whole and it's unified and it's abundant and it's plentiful. It is next level boom in a positive manner. Saturn, the great teacher. An Easter parade. The capacity inherent in all great socio-cultural images to unite the members of a community in a display of excellence. Here we see, by contrast, the unifying power of great myths and symbols in truly organic and self-perpetuating culture. The image of the resurrection spurs all humans within the pale of Christendom to appear at their very best and to dynamize themselves in some kind of self-renewal in response to the Christ mythos. To be reborn again, to recognize the sacrifice, and to the call of nature's springtime as well. We're in the spring in the northern hemisphere. So there's this self-renewal, this response. We're triggered. We hear the calling that last week, a direct calling from God. This is a direct calling of self-renewal. Self-reflection, of making the choice, which side, you know, we're drawing a line in the sand, you're being seen, you're being counted. Which side of the line are you on? Wherever found, this symbol emphasizes the value of attuning one's life activities and moods to the ritualistic patterns of society or earth nature, rather than acting in complete independence from the group. So it's about coalescing to the unity, unity, not community. Community denotes division. We think that it means togetherness, but it's togetherness separate from others. It creates a division, a hierarchy. Unity is one. All is one. At this stage, the collective dominates the individual. Yin, divine feminine, overpowers yang. Aquarian age, matriarchal rule, overpowers Piscean patriarchal rule. It is a time for conformity to what constitutes the highest ideals of one's culture and for participation in collective peak experiences, a peaceful whole. So it's participating in this collective peak experience or experiences. Next level, boom. The North Node. So Saturn is where the great teacher. Here's the North Node. An Indian weaving a ceremonial blanket, projecting into everyday living the realization of wholeness and fulfillment. So you can see this theme of wholeness, a peaceful whole, unity. In Christian tradition, one hears of Jesus' seamless robe. In Asia, one is told of the spiritual vesture of the perfect ones. The man who has attained the spiritual state is figuratively robed in the universe, and more precisely, in the Milky Way, the great white robe of interwoven stars. This is the ultimate kind of weaving. It's the ultimate kind of weaving, uniting from the inside out, as above, so below. Soul source, ego mind personality, the two selves being interwoven. There was also Penelope's weaving and unweaving, waiting for the return of her polarizing mate. The mind of the American woman, Elsie Wheeler, in which these symbols took concrete form, could think only of Indian weavers. For the white man who is hungering for symbols of a state of living in total harmony with the universe, so she's talking about indigenous peoples, she's talking about Native Americans, and how they lived in unity, in absolute harmony and wholeness with the unseen, with Mother Nature, Mother Earth. The traditional Indian can be glamorized as the answer to the inner emptiness of the city dweller, surfeited with artificial values. At any rate, we may thus prefigure a future state of fulfillment in conscious harmony and non-possessive love. See, it's non-possessive love. It's conscious harmony. It is about choosing unity. And just because the unseen is saying, just because we're choosing unity, we the people, wholeness, does not mean that we cease to exist as individuals. We are all beautiful divine threads in the divine tapestry. So it's not that we cease to exist. It's that we become more empowered. We become more illuminated. We become more. Next level, boom. We become more. When this symbol comes to the consciousness of the inquirer after meaning, deliberately or through an aleatory act of revelation, like the act of throwing sticks to obtain an I Ching symbol, implied is the profound fact that every individual has his or her ultimate conscious task, the weaving of their immortal body, the rainbow light body, these rainbow light. It is the Gnostic robe of glory. It may sound very mystical and far out, but there is a moment in every cycle when, in however small a degree, every individual may be confronted with the potentiality of a fulfilling act of self-realization, and may, ever so relatively, find themselves clothed in light for an instant. This baptism by fire, the rainbow light, the third butterfly wing, this DNA, the God DNA strand, this illumination. We are told by this symbol that the fulfillment of desire is a possibility at whatever level and in however incomplete a manner it may be experienced. What that means is, no matter where you are on the path, on your path, there's the possibility for fulfillment of desire. The more open, the more aligned, the greater the fulfillment, the greater the experience. But again, you're never excluded from it. It does not matter how far away from the light you are, the purity of the void, the purity of the light. There is still the possibility for you to, for the fulfillment of that desire, of that experience. Until it isn't, you know, and that caveat is when it changes. Mercury, and here we are, what they were talking about, expect the unexpected, moon, shadow phases, Mercury, high priestess, things yet to be revealed. This symbol is the magic carpet of Far East imagery, the use of creative imagination, a way of life refusing a hectic involvement in social competition and waste-producing overproduction, allows for the development of unattached and transcendent understanding. The static floor, the carpet on which humankind's feet, symbols of understanding, rest, can become transformed into the means for great flights of imagination and superphysical perception. Great flights of imagination. The unseen. It's not make-believe. Imagination isn't make-believe. It comes from somewhere. And so the symbols, these are symbols of understanding. Great flights of imagination and superphysical perception. The period of rest from outwardly directed activity bound to normal collective normality presents the creative mind with the possibility of surveying and being able to see the whole. So what this is saying is the magic carpet ride in Aladdin, it's a whole new world. They were lifted above what is to see what is, what's possible, what lies before us. And thereby it's to see the whole. This symbol invokes the possibility of developing a new technique of perception. It's a strife-transcending and unattached outlook upon everyday reality. It means you're rising above the fray, the din, the enslavement, the entanglement, cutting through, hexagram 21, cutting through. And thereby, you see and experience a whole new way of being. Mary Lilith, for the, this is all Pluto retrograde. This came from the natal chart, the horary chart of Pluto retrograde. Mary and her little lamb. The need to keep a vibrant and pure simplicity at the core of one's being as one meets the many tests of existence. Coming after the preceding symbols, and this one tells us that though great, spectacular, and resolute efforts are needed to achieve one's higher goals of destiny. So, great, spectacular, and resolute efforts. We got to be in it to win it. We've got to be aligned. We got to keep making the choices. Still, the essential quality as one's journeys on the path is pure. So, in essence, it's saying that while these efforts are needed, great, spectacular, resolute efforts are needed to achieve one's higher goals of destiny, still, the essential quality as one journeys on the path is a pure, spontaneous, fresh, and nonviolent approach to all encounters. Being wide open, open to receive, being spontaneous, being pure, being nonviolent. This, of course, is Jesus' entreaty to his disciples that they should be like little children. With such a deep, heartfelt simplicity, the seeker after spiritual experiences or initiation is bound to find themselves glamorized by their own successes and to see their ego feeding on the drama of struggle and victory. This stage presents us with a subtle hint of technique. Beyond individual prowess and social eminence, the individual whose innocence is fixed upon spiritual realization should genuinely radiate innocence. So it's about humility and grace and goodness. And when we stay centered there, when we realize that our individual path on the way mandates, requires innocence, purity, grace, humility, it opens and magnifies. It radiates a genuine innocence. In other words, it's not our ego, mind, personality, like, oh, look what I did. No, it's a recognition and a realization of, look what comes through me. Look at what I am the custodian of and how grateful I am, how humbled I am for that experience, to be the custodian of XYZ, whatever it may be. And that radiates empowerment. It radiates glory. It radiates next level boom. Last but not least, these two last ones, and this is from now the Taurus new moon that just occurred. I want to go to the two. It is the sun and the moon. Just getting there. Sorry. Here we are. Sun and moon. A new continent rising out of the ocean. The surge of new potentiality after the crisis. So we've been through the Piscean era. We are experiencing the Pluto return of it, the shadow aspects of it, to purify, split apart, cleanse them. And here a new continent rising out of the ocean, the surge of new potentiality. The symbol need hardly be commented upon. When the mind has been emptied and light has been called upon to purify the consciousness, freed from its attachment or contaminations. Three of Swords to the Three of Cups. This piece of being purified, emptied. A new release of life can emerge out of the infinite ocean of potentiality, out of the virgin space. What will it be used for? And we've had this symbol before. It's a powerful one. This is the degree that the sun and moon are at. Because this is a fourth stage symbol, it's foundational, four. We find in it a suggestion of how to approach whatever new phase of life has been not only hoped for, so next level boom, what has been hoped for, but actually confirmed, realized. It's gonna happen. You're going to experience it. The technique is simply to allow the infinite potential to operate in unconstrained spontaneity. This means to have reached a state in which the conscious, rational ego is no longer a controlling factor. Meaning, it's no longer controlling the narrative. The ego mind personality or any shadow aspects to it, of it, from it, is no longer controlling the narrative. You are in a state of openness, of spontaneity, of soul source, self alignment, connection. And you are going as guided. And when that happens, everything opens up. Last but not least, actually two more things. And then with the openness leads the way, and that they said, follow the yellow brick road. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. And of course, from the movie, The Wizard of Oz. All of the encounters, following the path, going as guided. The twists and turns. She starts out in a circle that gets larger and larger until it opens up and weaves. In essence, it wasn't a direct path, a direct route. And she meets the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, the Cowardly Lion. She has Toto with her. She has the apples, you know, the apple trees and the poppies and, you know, the Wicked Witch and the monkeys. And I mean, there's all of these aspects. And she gets to the Emerald City. And they find that the Oz, the Wizard of Oz, was a man from Kansas who was pulling levers and doing all of these things, but not from an illicit place, but from a place of making whole, a peaceful whole, having the city of Oz and the domain of Oz be whole and peaceful and unified. However, the moral of the story was that Dorothy, the Cowardly Lion, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, they always had what they needed. It was within them. And so this is speaking to the openness leads the way. Follow the yellow brick road. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Here comes the sun, these solar flares, these massive, powerful, positive energies, cosmic energies that are occurring for our advance. And last but not least is a song by Carrie Jobe. And the title of the song and the lyrics, which I'm going to post, and it's number 6, and it's Spirit and Service. And it was, the title of the song is Speak to Me. And there was an awareness. What I had was a revelation and awareness that speak to me, I'm listening. And so it was about, and again, this can be applied from the sense that from the unseen, from your soul source connection, that you're saying, speak to me, I'm listening. In reverse, the unseen saying, speak to me, I'm listening. And it can also be in our relationships, no matter, because the world is comprised of 8 billion humans. So again, it does not matter whether it's an individual, a relationship, a business, an institution, a government. They're all a corporation. They're all comprised of people. And so this can also equally relate to maybe you've been fearful about saying something or discussing something with someone. And it's saying, speak to me, I'm listening. And what was so fascinating, this came to me intuitively, the song Speak to Me. I've never heard of Carrie Job, but they gave me the lyrics and I Googled and then I found the song and everything. And when I was looking on YouTube, and you can, I'm going to post this in the show notes on Facebook after, because you can't make it up if you tried. So here it was number 6 on the notes for today's show, number 6. When you look at her pay, on YouTube for this song, it was posted 6 years ago. Remember, today is a 21 that becomes a 3. 3 million people have viewed it. 21,000 people have liked it. And 1.33 million, she has 1.33 million subscribers. So this one, New Beginnings, and 33, the master number 33, the most influential. It encompasses its whole and complete, and it's because it's both 11, the most intuitive, and 22, the most powerful. In 33, it becomes the most influential because it's whole. It's complete. Lots of energies. We've ran over. I apologize. Thank you all for your beautiful comments. Just going to finish with Brigitte saying, beautiful, thank you. Years ago, I had the rainbow stream of light come into my crown. It was beyond anything I had experienced. I never knew what it was until you just explained it now. My heart expands. Our hearts, 3 of cups, our hearts are expanding. The unseen wants us to know. Expansion is the order of the day. It's not contraction, it's expansion. It's evolution. It's advance. And these energies, this purple and turquoise, the rainbow light body, the rainbow colors, the next level boom, what has been hoped for is the order of the day. And where we are going, a whole new world, a whole new way of being. Because we've chosen it, because it's destined, and we chose to be here to experience it. So until next week, because I have no idea what the energies are going to be next week, but what I know is that the energies of April and May and this moment in time are massive and expansive, and we are meant to harness them, to take advantage of them, meaning to engage them, not to manipulate them, but to engage them, to embrace them. And when we do that, there are no limits. The world is our oyster, and we do so from a place of humility and grace and unity. Until next week, be well, be kind, be safe, and we will see you then.
You've been listening to Dear James Live. Gain intuitive insight, answers, and advice to your life questions and so much more by tuning in next week and visiting DearJames.com.